जय राधमा भव कुंज बिहारे,
The following is a lecture by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj on the divine pastimes of Srila Madhvendra Puri, delivered on 11th July 2016 in Raman Reti, Vrindavan.
Gopi Jana Bala Bha Yuvala Dhari भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हाय कृष्णा,
हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू हैव डन गोवर्धन परिक्रम? So he had completed his Govardhan Parikram. This story is about 600 years old. He completed his Govardhan Parikram. And he was just resting at Govinda Kund when a very beautiful boy with a melodious voice came to him and said, I have brought some milk for you. I know you're hungry. Please drink this milk. I'll milk the cows. You come back and take this matka back. Mother the Puri said, how did you know that I was hungry and tired? The coward boy said, the ladies who were going to the well saw you and they concluded you must be hungry. So they told me to bring some milk. And in my village, nobody goes hungry. Drink this milk and I'll come back. Mother Puri drank the milk and he was just waiting for that handsome boy to come back. He had never seen a young coward boy so beautiful and with such a melodious voice. He was just stunned when he saw the voice. He waited and waited and waited. No one came. And he fell asleep. When he fell asleep, he had a dream. As I said yesterday in the class, our dreams have no value. When the dreams of a pure devotee have value. So he had a dream. In that dream, that same cowherd boy who had brought the milk for him appeared in the dream. And the cowherd boy said, Father the Puri, I'm very pleased by your devotion. Now I have a special assignment for you. I am hidden below the earth at this location and I'm feeling great heat. Please come and take me out and install me somewhere. Mother Puri, when he saw in that dream, the cowherd boy who brought the milk to him was Krishna himself. He felt embarrassed. Why did he feel embarrassed? He took service from the Lord. He took service from the Lord. Normally, what do we think? God is my order supplier. Like you go to the market on weekends with a shopping list written down. I must buy this, I must buy this, I must buy this. So, you often go to the temple or the church or the mosque or whatever with our shopping list. God, give me this. God, give me this. God, give me this. We don't understand. We have a history of karma. Anyway, 1 and 3. Being an exalted devotee. An exalted devotee just wants to serve the Lord, take nothing from the Lord. So he was very embarrassed. He took milk from the Lord. And anyway, next day morning, he called all the village people and described the dream. In the dream, the Lord had pinpointed exactly where the deity was. So now, once we told the villagers about the dream, and they said, okay, let's excavate. So they took big scissors, cut out the branches, the trees. They said, you have a beautiful small garden here. There was a nice jungle there. Cut up all the leaves. Started digging. And exactly as described in the dream, they found the deity of Gopa. They found the deity of Gopa. Deity was full of mud. At the time when the Brahmins were ruling northern India, they were very cruel. The voice of them was Aurangzeb. They destroyed virtually all the Hindu temples. And as a result, many of the deities were taken from Vrindavan to Jaipur, where Jaipur had a Hindu king. And therefore, Jaipur is also known as Gupta Vrindavan. That means the hidden Vrindavan. It's called Jaipur, but a lot of the ancient deities, especially of those who were worshipped by the Goswamis, in Vrindavan. And many of the deities were destroyed by the Mohammedan soldiers. Mohammedan soldiers would especially target deities. And many of the deities were hidden underneath the ground. Just like a few days ago in Bangladesh. I don't know how many of you know this. In Bangladesh, 10 days ago, one of the pujaris of an ISKCON temple was stabbed to death. Some people knocked on the door in the morning. He thought the guards have come to make up the preparatory. And there is, what is it, Islamic State? Yeah, the ISI soldiers, gundas, have been killing a lot of Hindu priests. And so they stabbed him, and he was Japara Goswami's disciple. And then he died a few days later. The government threw him in a helicopter, but he didn't survive. So this happened recently. You can imagine what might have happened 600 years ago. And the Mohammedans were ruling. Right now they're not even ruling. It's just an underground terrorist movement. So a lot of the Hindu temples were destroyed, and the pujaris hid their deities and they ran away to other places. This deity of Gopal was installed originally by the great grandson of Krishna called Vajra. And this deity was worshipped for thousands of years and was recently in the way. So within 2 days, Madhana Puri organized the whole installation program. Imagine. In ISKCON today, when we have to open a new temple, it takes us 6 months to organize the opening. And Madhana Puri, in 2 days, he organized everything. And under the buckets of water were brought from the sacred river, and all the Brijbasis, they all joined in the event. all the Brijvasis donated whichever land they had. In those days, donations were in the form of giving cows and overnight Gopal became a big landlord. Prabhupada would install the deities in our temple in London. They called them Sri Sri London Ishwara, the owners of everything in London. When he installed the deities in Paris, he said Sri Sri Paris Ishwara. So, my mother's more deities are Sri Sri Vancouver Ishwara. Okay. So, Manasapuri installed the deities in 2 days. There was a big ceremony. And so Manasapuri went on with the worship for 2 years. After 2 years, he had another dream. The deity said, the Lord said, I'm very grateful that you installed me. But I'm still feeling garmi, great heat. Please go and bring chandan for me. So then, Manasapuri initiated two Bengali Brahmins, gave them Brahman Diksha, and we have to give emergency Diksha sometimes. It was like, Manasapuri gave it to Brahman Diksha, to Bengali Pujaris, train them up, and he proceeded to Orissa to get the chandan. His destination was Jagannath Puri. That's where he was going to get the chandan. You can just imagine, just to please the Lord, and carry out the orders of the Lord, Manasapuri walked all the way from Govardhan to Orissa. He says, if you want to go to Jagannath Puri and you land in Delhi, you take a flight or a train, isn't it? None of you would walk. Someone told you, Mother and more deities need some chandan, walk to Calgary and bring it. I don't think any of you would. walk in America now. So anyway, Manasapuri headed for Jagannath Puri to bring sandalwood. On the way, he stopped at the temple in Ramana. In Ramana is a historical temple called Sri Sri Dada Gopinath. It is stated, after that story, they know the Radha Gopinath. And the historical temple, it is said that the deities of the temple were personally carved by Lord Ram. He was on the planet. Lord Ram wanted to explain to Sita that he would be appearing in Dwarpa Yuga. And he personally carved these deities. These are the deities that were installed in the Ramana temple. That temple was very famous for the prasad that would be offered to the Lord. And especially the sweet rice. It is said that the sweet rice was called Amrita Keli, sweet rice made in heaven. Just like in today's world, we learn from each other. People from the third world come to the first world, learn technology. Even in our ISKCON temple, those who have experience train up others who are less experienced. Lord Chaitanya had organized the cleaning of the Gundicha temple. Gundicha is the name of the wife of King Yudhishthira. So hundreds of devotees were engaged in the cleaning operation. They were all carrying buckets of water, and everybody was cleaning the dirt. That was a challenge, cleaning the dirt completely. So Lord Chaitanya organized it in such a way, nobody would speak. They would use sign language. Everybody was chanting the holy name. Lord Chaitanya would go around the temple, see who was gathering more dirt, who was gathering less dirt. And he would take those who gathered more dirt to train up those who gathered less dirt. So this formula of training is established by Lord Chaitanya. It has to be perfect. So Madanapuri, when he was in the temple, when he came to the temple in Yamuna, he remembered, oh, this temple is very famous for the Mahaprasad they offer to the deity, especially sweet rice. So he developed a desire, if only I could taste the sweet rice, then when I go back to my Govardhan, I'll cook similar sweet rice for my deity. There's like a North Angeles temple was the first big temple that Prabhupada opened. The first temple was in New York, a small temple, storefront. Second was in San Francisco. That was also a storefront. The third was in Montreal, Canada, which was a bowling alley. I don't know if anyone of you saw Park Avenue. It was a big bowling alley. But the rent was only $150 at that time. And then Prabhupada bought this church on Watsika Avenue. It was previously a church. And then Prabhupada personally stayed after they bought that Watsika Avenue property, and he established very high deity worship standards there for the deities we were called Rukmini Dwarkadesh. The Prabhupada said, he invited devotees, pujaris from different temples of ISKCON to come to Los Angeles for training. So Madanapuri was thinking, if I could only taste the sweet rice, I'll go back and offer several sweet rice to my Gandhi Vasak Avenue Church. There's a nice story. Prabhupada, after ISKCON bought this church, converted it to a very beautiful temple, and many people started coming. So one day, those priests, Christian priests, who had sold the church to ISKCON, came to meet Prabhupada. They said, Swamiji, when we were running this church, it was almost empty most of the time. Now since you're running it, we see so many bright-faced Americans here. The Prabhupada said, well, Krishna is all attractive. Once Prabhupada was giving a talk in Dallas, and he said, the room was packed with American devotees. So, Prabhupada said, when the Mohammedans came to India, they converted people on the stand of the sword. You know that. They would show the sword. Convert or... When the Christians came to India, they converted people by bribery. The Prabhupada said, I'm an old man coming to your country with no sword and no money. Prabhupada gave me $7. Still you all are taking credit. Why? Because Krishna is all attractive. So we have to understand that Krishna is all attractive, not the pornography you see or something else. Krishna is all attractive, and we should endeavor to get attracted to him. So Madanapuri was thinking, if only I could taste the sweet rice, then I go back for my Gopal, I'll make a similar spirituality. But unfortunately, he manifested his desire at a time when the offering was going on. Normal procedure is, when you're preparing the offering, you should not be thinking, since all of your householders, I'm going to quickly make the offering and then taste it myself. You know, meditation should be, I'm preparing this offering for Krishna. And after it's offered, taken off the altar, then you should eat. So Madhavendra Puri felt very embarrassed that he wanted to taste the sweet rice when the offering was going on. So he felt embarrassed. He left the temple, went to the marketplace, and started chanting. The Lord is in everyone's heart. You know that Krishna is in everyone's heart?
Yes.
Krishna says, Isha Sarabhutanam, Hridayesha Rajanateshati. I'm in everyone's heart. Also in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarvasya Chalam Hridayesani Vishto, Matasmutu Jnanam. I am the cause of remembrance and apahana. So a question may be presented, why does God cause one to remember and one to forget? Very simple. Those who have a desire to remember the Lord, Lord gives them the capacity to remember. Those who want to forget the Lord, and becoming again so easy, God is the environment. So based on our desire, Krishna doesn't grace. So what did the Lord do? He stole a cup of sweet rice from the altar, just like I'm sure in our Bonavita temple to offer sweet rice in the morning.
Yes.
So the Lord stole a cup of sweet rice, hidden behind a curtain, and told the pujari, I've hidden a cup of sweet rice behind the curtain. Take it, go to the market, and you'll find Madhavendra Puri chanting there, give it to him. The pujari could not believe. Normally our pujaris get up before the aarti. The Mangala aarti is at 4:30. The pujari gets up at 3:45, wakes up the devis, etc. So, pujari was surprised. The Lord has stolen a couple of sweet rice for the devi. How is that possible? That's not possible. And then he went over there, walked the lady, and he saw a cup of sweet rice behind the curtain. It's like in a Vallabhi temple, you have the doors and the curtain. So Madhavendra Puri was, Pujari was thinking. He did not know who Madhavendra Puri was. He said, who is this fortunate Madhavendra Puri? For whose pleasure Lord has stolen this sweet rice? So the pujari went to the market. He shouted, is there anyone here by the name of Madhavendra Puri? Madhavendra Puri heard his name. He said, I'm Madhavendra Puri. And the pujari said, you don't know how fortunate you are. The Lord's tool. A cup of sweet rice for your pleasure. Take this sweet rice. Under the great ecstasy, he knows limits. He started jumping in ecstasy. And every day, the sweet rice was in a clay cup. He broke it into small pieces, tied it to a dhoti. Every day he would lick it. Soon the word spread around that there is a devotee for whose pleasure The Lord stole 3 toys. Like in today's environment, if you're a movie star or a sports star, especially in India, wherever you go, there'll be a huge crowd. These are the new demigods of Kali Yuga. The movie stars and sports stars. But those days, society was more civilized. So they would honor a saintly person. So wherever Madhav Puri will go, there will be huge crowds of people wanting to have a darshan. Madhav Puri did not want this. He would feel too embarrassed. So he went to Jagannath Puri, got the chandan, and the Jagannath Puri administrator gave him the address to show that we are donating this sandalwood for the Lord. And he headed back for to go to Govind. On the way back, he stopped again at a temple in Ramana, and for one night. And in the night, he had another dream, a third dream. In that dream, the Lord said, "Madhav Puri, I'm very pleased that you have taken this long trip just to bring chandan for myself. But there is no difference between Gopal and Gopinath. So I will be pleased if you use the chandan on Gopinath." The Lord knew. One is, the Lord wanted to test Madhav Puri. He gave him an impossible target. So when he saw Madhav Puri did that, he was very pleased. Second, in those days, the Chungiwala, as they call it in India, the tax collectors, were all Mohammedans. They would really harass the Hindu priests. When our devotees come from Pakistan, it's gone as a big movement in Pakistan. But when they come to India by road, crossing the border near Amritsar, and they go back with books and all, they had to bribe the Pakistani tax collectors. But besides that, they hassled them. "Why are you bringing this Bhagavad Gita back?" So apparently, the same mood was there 500 years ago. So the Lord did not want Madhav Puri to be hassled by Mohammedan tax collectors. So Madhav Puri next morning got up and told the pujari about a dream. He had 80 pounds of chandan with him. And when he told this to the pujari, they were very happy. They were very happy. And for 2 weeks, Madhav Puri personally paid the pujaris and taught them how to decorate the deities. This deity was previously known as Radha Gopinath, but after they stole the sweet rice, the name changed to Radha Kishore Gopinath, and the Toronto deities have the same name. So, who is God? Today I was listening to a lecture of Prabhupada, and he was saying his picture of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. You can see, pray to the picture, and Krishna will also speak to you if necessary. The Lord descends in the Archa Vigraha form, which is non-different from the Lord. In Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya emphasized 5 items for spiritual progress. One, he said, chant the holy name. Poetry said, stay in devotee sangha, sadhu sangha. That's like we have the Sunday program, we have these weekly programs, we have namahas.
Ami namaz ve bhakti rakhiye de haver mo. Vancouver. Have you heard of Moscow, Russia? Yeah. We heard of Moscow, Russia. Where is that? Okay. There in Moscow, there are 600 bhakti raksha groups. There are more than 8,000 devotees. Like you, professionals who live at home, or lawyers, doctors, there are more than 8,000 devotees chanting 16 rounds. More than 600 bhakti raksha. So the point is, these are avenues to get spiritual association. In Delhi, there were 200 bhakti rakshas. These are avenues to get devotee association. Bhakti Riksha, Namahat. And if you are in devotee association, then you'll be here, the glories of the holy name. You chant the holy name. When you are in devotee association, you hear about the importance of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. If you are in devotee association, you hear about the importance of worshipping the deity in love and devotion. So this deity is not different from the Lord. We should not think this is some statue. This is God present Himself. And with faith and reverence, we should worship the Lord. In Kali Yuga, we chant the holy name and worship the deity. We do both side by side. And by doing both side by side, you can make spiritual progress. But chanting the holy names of the Lord is very important. There's a nice prayer I talked about to Lord. He says, Jeev Jaga Jeev Jaga Gora Chandra Bole. O living entity, wake up. You may say, I'm awake, can't you see? I'm fully awake, why are you telling me to get up? The answer is, you're awake materially, but spiritually we are awake. We're in deep sleep. We meet the sadhus. They say 100 times, get up, get up, get up. We still don't surrender. I can identify people in this room who have been told at least 10,000 times. They're still meditating with the start. So the point is, Lord, I don't know that. Get up. You have been sleeping for such a long time in the lap of the witch known as Maya. Why I described as a witch? And Maya is so powerful. What does it? What does Maya do? What does it do? What does it make you believe?
That we are this body.
Yeah.
And you are the enjoyer.
We will never die.
Maya makes you believe. What is the hurry of spiritual life? After all, you're only 70. You live till age 90. What's the hurry? By chanting Hare Krishna, you only for those with less intelligence and so on. So Maya tries to bewilder us in some way. So we need spiritual association to be saved from Maya. So I request all of you assembled here. Some of you are chanting, some of you are not chanting. Some of you are here because you are probably vocations, families, friends. So some of you may have come because you have interest. Some of you may have come for social reasons. Whatever the reason, chant the holy name, read the Gita, and be serious about spiritual life. Take Krishna prasad. That's all. You can continue with your Gyasa duties, business, job, whatever. But chant the holy name and move towards perfection. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I wanted wanted to think some time for questions. Young man, I don't want. Let's see how smart you guys are. Prabhupada says, asking questions is fine, I've told you. Yes?
Hey, Shamash, what is the key to Krishna consciousness?
Challenging question. Key to Krishna. What is the key to Krishna consciousness? Perfection? Or? The key to Krishna consciousness is chanting the holy name. Unless you chant the holy name regularly, your heart will not get cleansed. Our heart is dirty, more black than a coal, full of lust, anger, greed, envy, nudity. Just like if you have cataract for your young boy, you haven't experienced cataract. But as you get older, I have a cataract, afraid of the point. When you have cataract, you have eyes but you can't see. Clearly. But if it's operated, then you can see. You may have, suddenly you have high fever. When you have high fever, even if somebody gives you a nice water or prasad, you won't enjoy the taste. But when your fever goes down, enjoy. So we have not that. It needs to be taken care of in the chanting process. You want a good example? How old are you?
23.
Really?
Good.
Would
a good answer for that also be?
Can we solve that later?
Consciousness
and
devotional service, is that also a good answer?
Or? Yes, but it all begins with chanting. Have any questions? Are you with any questions? Wait, chant. The audience says, whatever, what can I do? And the chant, that's the best. That's the best service that would be Krishna.
Maharaji, I have a question. First of all, you have been living for a long time. Sometimes we take so many medicines and different stuff. And one of my friends said, they are not vegetarian. But she said, you are not vegetarian, you are non-veg too, because indirectly, we are taking all
this
stuff.
So, I'll give you the answer.
So, how can we get
rid of
this?
In Kali Yuga, you can't live without Dr. Darshan and medicine prasad. These two are inevitable. Especially as you get older. Well, I'm getting older. So, what do you do? Make sure. You take capsules. If you take capsules, make sure they're veggie capsules. And the good news is in America, you can wish to get all medicine in veggie capsules. There's some medicines I can't get in India that are in capsules I get from America. America is more vegetarian than India. And in the medicines, they write the ingredients. No, it's not difficult. They write the ingredients. Most of the allopathic medicines are all synthetic in any case. You only have to worry about the capsule.
And the thing, you know, when
you
take on the ground, you know, just takes a bead out and we unintentionally, not intentionally, kill so many small, small insects.
When you drive your car on the road, you know how many insects you drive over. So you light a flame in the kitchen. We are all incurring a lot, I'm answering your question, a lot of sin, which we'll all be held responsible. But if you give your life to Krishna, and start living for Krishna, then Krishna will exempt you from all this. If you don't lead the life of Krishna, then all this karma is piling up every minute, just like Bill Gates' income goes up every second. He doesn't even know how much money he has. So, our karma is increasing every second. We are all in a material situation. The bank gives you an overdraft limit, so you can't go beyond that. But when it comes to karma, there's no overdraft limit. You can write as many checks as you want, but they'll all be have to pay for them later. You can't go bankrupt. Yeah. Did I answer your question? Yeah. Yeah.
There's good karma and there's bad karma. What exactly does karma mean? A desire is
a karma. In summary, it means for every action, there's a reaction. And the Bible says, as you sow, you shall reap. That is the law of karma. So if you perform actions for the pleasure of the Lord, then that is positive action. If you perform actions against the laws of God, then you accumulate negative karma. Like in your blood you have good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. People working for Krishna and good cholesterol. Working for your sense of the bad cholesterol. Yes.
We do not eat meat, but as I work in the food industries, sometimes like food is variety of food, cheese, milk, chocolate. Sometimes you have to handle the meat also, like grinding sample of meat, analyzing the meat sample. Could be any kind of thing.
So you work in the food industry?
Yes.
Research analyst?
Senior chemist. So we are analyzing the food analysis for variety of nutritional analysis or adulterations in the food. I was working before with the toys and textile, where I don't have to handle any meat. Now, because of the layoff, I have to leave the job. Now, I found another job, which is in food industry, where I have to, sometimes, not all the time, maybe it's the percentage might be less, 20%, 10%, but there is
a food industry.
So what we need to do about that? I need to. As an initiated devotee also.
Not initiated devotee?
Yes.
Is this too from Chicago?
I'm from Chicago right now. She's sitting here in Vancouver. Today I came in and I heard from one of the devotees that he came in here. So I came here for you.
Beautiful temple in Chicago. Kishore.
Kishore.
Are you Rupa Swami?
Radha Govind Swami Maharaj.
You see, frankly, I can be frank with you, it's a tough situation. It's a tough situation for you because you also have to make a livelihood. You follow? And the job market is not so good. What can I say? Do whatever you think is right. I believe we should avoid touching meat.
Well, we have to use the gloves, we don't touch the right. And sometimes the meat are not good, they smell because of the acidity and something, So
what can I say? I like you.
I was very happy before, like 4 years. I worked with toys and textile industry where I analyzed the textile sample. There is no meat I handle it. And then it looks like forced me to go.
Maybe what you should do, tell your colleagues in your department, you can do their work, they can do your work. All the meat and also you tell them to do, and the other you do.
We have to do it, you know, because to keep the job and family run.
You see, in India, we have some devotees who are doctors and work for the government. I don't know, every state in India, but at least in Haryana and Punjab, the doctors who work for the government, they have a quota. So simple. A quota to recommend abortions. And they don't recommend so many abortions.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit zkgoswami.com.